Blog Talk Radio.
And also, we can just talk about how the conference is doing right now.
The conference has let down. The conference is disappointed. The conference, we were on the cusp of fulfilling a promise that we made. We were on the cusp of achieving an ambition that we've all had for 7 years, and we came a little short. We were close, but not quite there. On your other issues, this bill would have made what we call phase two much, much better. Nevertheless, I think there are some things that the Secretary of HHS can do to try and sort of stabilize things, but really we need this bill to make it better. For instance, risk pools. We believe the smarter way to help people with pre-existing conditions get affordable coverage while bringing down the healthcare costs for everybody else is through reinsurance risk or risk-sharing pools, which this bill supplies for the states. That's not now going to happen, and therefore he won't be able to deploy that policy tool that we think is better than Obamacare. So we do lose a lot of the tools we wanted to help improve people's lives and bring down healthcare costs in this country. Thank you very much.
And there you have it right there. The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, said he's not going to sugarcoat this. They are disappointed. Said the Republican Congress, the Republican House got close, but they just could not get the votes there, and it was quite a disappointment to him. I was talking to our Chief White House correspondent, John Call, just before the Speaker came at it. And John, the Speaker there, you could see the disappointment on his face. This was a big issue for him for many years, repealing and replacing Obamacare. He and the President still believe Obamacare is going to collapse. It's pretty clear that, at least for the moment, they're going to move on to other things. John Carl?
We're going to move on to other things, George, but despite what you heard from the Speaker there, the other things are harder. Obamacare, repealing and replacing Obamacare, was something that Republicans have been campaigning about for 7 years. It was something there was broad consensus on. He really had to convince, in the end, a core group of hardcore conservatives, 35 members of the so-called Freedom Caucus in the House. Now they move on to issues, you've heard him mention some of them, tax reform, infrastructure, issues where actually Republican divisions are much more out in the open, are harder to achieve. So this is, as we've been talking about, a devastating blow to the president, to the president's agenda, to the president's brand, but it is also a real blow to Paul Ryan and his ability to deliver Republican votes in the House. Remember, this was all about getting Republicans online. They have the majority. They weren't even seeking Democratic votes on this. It was just about getting Republicans in line. They couldn't get a majority,
and John,
even just dealing with their own party.
And John, when you talk about the other big issues, tax reform, tax cuts, the biggest ones out there, that is the next big thing on the president's agenda right now. This was addressed briefly in that press conference with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, right there. They actually needed to pass this health care repeal, this repeal of Obamacare first, in order to make it about $1 trillion easier to pass their tax reform. It's going to make this even devilishly more difficult.
And this is something that the president himself spoke about. He said that it would have been his preference to go first with tax reform, but because of the arcane budget rules in Congress, they needed to do this first to get the room to get a big tax reform bill passed that it would result in bringing down corporate income tax rates. Now without this, like you said, it's about $1 trillion harder. And believe me, it wasn't easy to begin with. Now it just got much more difficult.
Okay, John, thanks. Stand by. Cecilia Vega at the White House. And Cecilia, the president's continuing. We're learning more about these initial interviews he's done as we're prepared to see him in the Oval Office. The president basically said on these negotiations, it was enough already.
Enough already. You know, this was a page ripped straight out of his book, The Art of the Deal. He says, you got to know when to walk away. And that's what he did. He threw down this ultimatum to the House last night by saying, take this vote now, or we are going to live with Obamacare. So you got to wonder if, in fact, he's taking his own bad advice in this place. If it is time, perhaps they should have, there would be questions come Monday morning whether this was rushed through, whether they could have achieved and turned.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. That was, let me catch my breath. That was the Marcus King Band. The track is entitled Rita Is Gone. I saw them this morning, early this morning, on CBS's Saturday morning news program. I was blown away. This is the type of jazz, funk, fusion, pop, all of it. Blues, soul, all wrapped into one. Wow. I was blown away. So I had to incorporate this. This was not on my agenda until I was infused with some new information. I want to thank CBS again very loudly. The way they set that up, he had a live little concert this morning. Everything was fat. I only really caught that one and then the exit track. And then I looked into more tracks and YouTube. The brother is bad. And I mean that the brother is bad. Marcus King, I guess, is the singer, I'm not sure how it works. I'm not sure who is who because I didn't see the interviews. But I assume that the main singer, Marcus, is like the exact opposite of what you think. That's a young, old, white soul made in the vein of Hall & Oates type. I mean, I use the word brother pejoratively, but let's be clear. The main singer, I assume, is Marcus, is a white man, and he laid it down. I was just impressed. GRX and I, we often get into these zones because he and I are both in happy birthday to GRX. Belated, although I talked to him during that time frame just a couple of days ago. So now he's officially my age, although I'm still 6 months older than him. Actually, 6 to 8. And live bands, this is familiar to me. This moves me like the Roots move me. This moves me like Miles Davis moves me. This moves me in many ways. What was that track he and I talked about a year and a half ago? Alyssa Cara over here or here. That type of movement where you just want to played this constantly. And for those hood listeners, you know, I'm going to get down a little later on my own keyboard and add to this. I might even have to upload some of what I do here with that. But I was quite impressed. And, you know, all I can say is,
Black Noise Radio.
But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queen be the chocolate, taps on my breath. She innovates after sweet a cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five mix. It can kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and eye. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi.
What's up?
Understood, yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just flip, let water get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip hop is a classic. Pimp player sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill.
Crew, kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bet the dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks the teeth from the Brooklyn Nine Pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box of babe. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace like that.
Just get out, man. I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that because I swing like that.
We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.